Center.
Get them back, get them done every day, and get somebody right, some good extensions.
Yes?
Clinton Anderson on 90.
Mr. President?
Yep.
I tried to think of names. This Clinton.
Yep.
I still think Newt Minow is the best suggestion I've been able to come up with. There are three United States senators that I think are fairly good in this field. One of them is Mike Monroney, who spent a lot of time in the previous campaign. I think George McGovern has some real ability and he has some advantages. He has been in Washington, seen, done some work, and I admire the way he works very much. Ed Long of Missouri, as you know, is a rich man who knows a lot about business, has a fine reputation, comes from Missouri, might be some advantage to him. Going back to the people that are almost forgotten, Wilson Wyatt did a reasonably good job on Stevenson in 56, but he has more troubles in his home state than most people have. There's a fellow that's president of American, that's head of American President Lyons out there that used to be head of Safeway stores, and they brought him in here for a while, and then he went back out and had this steamship company. My God, I can't think of his name.
George Killian.
Yeah, George Killian. Thank God you can remember. Well, he's a pretty shrewd boy. He's been tempted to play a little bit on both parties, but he's a good, hard worker. Also in California, Ed Pauley is still available, but I think his connection with the oil business probably makes it undesirable, although he's done a good job with the University of California. I can't think of too many people, to be honest with you.
Let me ask you then this. Let's just sit down here and... we'll make a little chart as we go along here, talking. Let's begin at the west and come east. Suppose we had a board of directors that would take Killian for the northwest and northwest.
He's all right.
Connolly for the south.
He's just fine.
Long for Missouri and the Senate and various places like that.
I think he's excellent.
Freeman for the Midwest.
All right.
Well, you got to have somebody at these super duper liberals and the Kennedy people will say that wasn't just a Johnson man. He nominated Kennedy. Menno from Illinois, Farley from New York.
You have a wonderful friend. I'd want some one person to be sort of chairman of the group. I think Menno is the best person in the whole list. Unless you want to go back to Jim Farley just for...
They tell me, I don't know, but I just between us now, I don't want to repeat this to anybody, but... Bob McNamara just told me that he'd dealt with Farley a good deal lately, and he had seen him, and he was young and active, and although he's 73 years old, by God, he's just a mind as clear as a bell, and he says he knows somebody everywhere, and his judgment is good, and I said, well, they'll say that he was a reactionary. He said, no, they can't. He's so closely tied to Roosevelt, and if you've got some more liberals in there with him, like Freeman, and you can have him to be the yes or no man, and then you can have the Freemans and the Minots and the rest of them to be carrying out the...
Mr. President, Jim Farley knows more politics now than most any 12 people you can put together in a room. And he's not reactionary. He's as liberal as he can be.
What about asking Anderson to take an area in maybe the little mountain states where you'd have your name connected with it and your judgment, and you could kind of give Farley any suggestions, but then meet with him once in a while, but just put you in Long on from the Senate?
You'd be damn nice.
Well, I mean, talk about Clint Anderson.
Well, I know it.
All right, okay then.
You can be the latest.
Would you kind of, can you get along with Farley and kind of direct him? And
so.
Now, so that put Anderson, what would you take? You could take Arizona and New Mexico and Montana and Wyoming, Colorado, Rocky Mountain. How many up in it?
About 7 or 8.
All right, let's see. Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana. What about Utah?
Right.
Idaho?
Yeah.
Idaho. Now you let Killian take California, Oregon, and Washington?
And Nevada.
And Nevada.
He's
All right. You take Killian, take those. Now, what would you have Long take? Missouri? Oklahoma?
Missouri and Oklahoma, Kentucky.
Missouri, Oklahoma, Kentucky?
Maybe Arkansas.
Arkansas. Well, Connelly could take
it. I think Connelly could take that.
All right.
See, the great advantage of Ed Long is he's got a perfect name in the Missouri. And they all think he's a fine, up-to-date businessman, a very high-grade citizen.
Now, wait a minute. Are there any more states? He have Kentucky and Oklahoma and Missouri. They're kind of borders. What else did you suggest?
Well, I would suggest that he touch Kansas also.
Yeah, Kansas. All right. Now, what else? Now, come on. You're thinking.
Well, Tennessee, maybe, but I wouldn't be sure. Probably.
I believe Connelly would be better than Tennessee.
Well, yeah, it's
more southern. And
yeah, I guess that's right. I guess that's right. Although, if Connelly keeps his eye on Texas, Arkansas,
you know, in south, he'll have morning dew.
That morning, he'll have morning sea grace over now. That's a tough assignment, and he'd do it well. I was trying to separate the border states.
All right, let's put them. Would you put Tennessee and West Virginia in there with Long?
I'd let him.
Have Long take Tennessee and West Virginia.
I would. They're border states. They aren't southern states.
Or would you have Buford Ellington? He's an ex-man, but
he's a wonderful guy.
But I guess Long would be better, you think?
I think he would. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say. Well, Buford knows more politics than Ed does. More practical politics. He's got time. He's a very fine man. I'm only looking at the... What do we come to call the status of people, the image of them? Long's image is excellent.
All right.
What are the voting records like? I don't know. Buford Ellington is just fine, though. I wouldn't have a word to say about him.
All right, now then, let's see. We'd have Monroe take Illinois. I don't know what Dick Dale would say about that, you see.
Well, you'd have to call him in advance, but he was for Monroe on the FCC. And if he objected to him, well, you'd find somebody else. I would cross the duty.
What state would we put in Illinois?
Ohio, Indiana, Iowa.
Ohio, Indiana, Iowa,
Illinois. That's enough right there. Well, he'd have to have Michigan also.
Michigan, all right.
But I'd let Freeman handle Wisconsin, the two Dakotas.
Was Freeman, Wisconsin, the two Dakotas?
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
And Minnesota.
Minnesota. You'd have Farley, who'd have in Maryland?
I'd give Farley all out of eastern area. I'd give him all of the New England states, New York, Delaware, Pennsylvania.
Farley all eastern, New York, Delaware.
Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
Yeah. Maryland, maybe. If you put Buford Ellington in the picture, I'd give Maryland to him. But if Long is trying to handle it, I'd give Maryland to Farley. Farley would love it, I think. And God, he's in the best shape, Mr. President, you ever saw in your life. He's just as tripper as he can be. I saw him that long ago.
How would we keep this now, keep him from getting him mad and just say that we had an executive committee Jim Farley was chairman, and they were going to handle, they were going to personally supervise and give some personal attention to these specific states.
I'd make them your personal eyes and ears, your contact man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say what their particular job is, because
to say that
Cal Hollings out in Utah, one time I tried to get him booked into your campaign 4 years ago, and God, you couldn't get his move. Do a damn thing. So you just sometimes you have to have some personal contact. People see these organizations move.
All right, now what have we left out? How many men we have there?
Well, you've got
six
or seven.
Seven men, 50 states. Who are going to have Alaska and Hawaii? Killian?
Well, let Killian have,
yeah.
Both of them.
All right.
Be all right, both Alaska and Hawaii, without any help, but just go ahead and supervise.
Time and Life, and Wall Street Journal are making a hell of a lot about my having television holding, claim we're worth $15 million, we're worth About four or five, but they don't ever give any liabilities, and they just give pumped up figures on that, and they raise hell because that Ms. Johnson has had these businesses while I was in Congress. They admit that I've never done anything improper or wrong, but they're building it up big. How much is that going to hurt us?
It isn't going to hurt you a damn bit. I asked that question to people out in New Mexico when I had a chance before I went into the hospital. Every damn one of them said the same thing. Thank God nobody's had to feed you. They like the fact that nobody has to feed you. He's got sense enough to make loans for himself. The damn sick and tired of the others. What's Barry Barry going to talk about? He's got enough money coming out of things he's into. The whole family took several $1 million out of the sale. People don't worry about that anymore. The last time I ran, they published the fact that I had a couple $1 million. I got to think it'd be more good than anything in the world.
You say this, the chairman, I'm going to have an executive committee to be my eyes and ears in the nation, and that I'm going to ask Farley to be chairman of it, and Senator Anderson, Senator Long, and Killian, and Minow, and the rest of them. That's what you're thinking is, including Freeman. Now, should I ask Freeman to resign?
No, sir. No, sir. He has a perfect right to keep track of the political situation in the Farm Belt, and he ought to do it.
I talked to McNamara, and I just told him not to say that this afternoon. We'd have to talk about it later, and I'll sit down and talk to you and Johnny when I can sometime this week. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Clint. You're all cooking right on gas now.
Yes, sir. Bye. Bye-bye.